Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Ayin Vav in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 877th daf in Shas. Beautiful Hanukkah morning here in Eretz Yisrael. We are going to pick up two lines from the bottom, continuing on the halachos of the prohibition of a pitzua daka to marry a Jewish woman, and particularly the halachos, a lot of halachos about sterility in regards to what makes an individual considered sterile and therefore prohibited to live with a woman who comes from Jewish parents. We emphasize that because earlier we had that it could very well be that Pitzua Daka will be able to marry a Giyores, but otherwise it's prohibited. And our Mishnah told us on Ayin Amid Aleph that if someone had relations with the Pitzua Daka, that passes them for Truma. So what qualifies as a Pitzua Daka, which of course has very important implications for today, that will continue. That was already a large part of yesterday's daf. That will continue all the way to the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph will continue the subject of Pitzua Daka. But the Gemara then will discuss what we had just mentioned, and that is who exactly is prohibited to marry a Pitzua Daka. And the Gemara will raise the possibility that a Giyores will be different. On Amud Beis, after discussing Giyores and Mitzri Sheni, etc., etc., we will discuss Amoni and Moavis, and Amoni and Moavi. And we will have the famous Gemara in the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that even though the Torah says, Lo Yavo Amoni B'Kal Hashem, we darshan, we had a tradition, and that's where Rus came into the picture of our history, David's matriarch, based on the pasuk of the famous drasha, Amoni v'lo Amonis. So let's begin. Two lines from the bottom. Ahu uvda David Pumpedisa. There was a case in Pumpedisa, a very, very interesting case from a biological perspective, as well as the history of halacha and science. There was a case in Pumpedisa, Istatim guvsa deshichva zera. Rashi explains, and this is an important Gemara in Bechoros Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that the biology was such, notice the word was, as we'll get to in a moment, that there was a tube, possibly a vein, I don't know the exact medical term for it, that would transport the urine, and there was a vein that would transport the semen from the gid, from the penis, to outside of the body. The case in our Gemara is that in Pumpedisa, it became closed up. The tube, the vein that would transport the shichva zera was closed up. Va'apik b'makom ketanim, and it came out the area where urine came out. Now the Chazon Ish in Simin Yud Beis Sifkatan Zayin comments on this Rashi and Gemara in Bechoros and says that we must say nishtanu hatvaim. Today, it's clear. Both the Chazon Ish agrees as well as the doctors agree that both the urine and the semen travel through the same area, and there aren't two separate areas. The Chazon Ish's explanation is Nishtanu Hatvoim, that the reality changed. Rav Shechter Shlita likes to quote a Pachad Yitzchak, not Rav Hutner, but a great Italian Talmud Chacham, if I'm not mistaken, who has something like an encyclopedia, who does advance the idea that it could very well be that the halacha at the time was based on the science of the time. Obviously, the Chazon Ish seems to be taking a slightly different approach. There have been many fantastic shiurim and discussions, and there still is a lot of debate about this topic. And that's beyond the scope, of course, of our dafyomi. Savra Bibi Barabaye Lach Shuri. Rav Bibi Barabaye said, well, at the end of the day, the Zera is coming out. If the Zera is coming out, he's not a Pitzua Daka. Amar of Papa, Mishum da Asam Mimulai. Since you come from a broken family, Rashi explains that an empty family referring to Beis Eli, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah describes that Abai and Rava came from Beis Eli. And of course, Eli was cursed that his family would not flower. As Rav Papi, who is talking to Rav Bibi, the son of Abaye, and Abaye and Rava were from the son of Eli. So since you come from a place of Mimulai, Amrisa Mili Mulisa, you also said something that's cut off. In other words, not logically lasting. And the reason why you're not correct to say that this person is kosher, b'makom mevasha, shlo b'makom lo mevasha. If it's going through the appropriate tube, the semen is going through the appropriate tube, so then in such a case it will heat up properly, and then the semen actually, scientifically, that is consistent today, that there needs to be a certain temperature that the semen is at in order for it to be able to fertilize. So therefore, if it's bimekoma, so then it will be at the appropriate heat. Shlo bimekoma, lo mavasha, won't be in the appropriate heat, and therefore doesn't have the ability to fertilize, and therefore this individual is aser. From this Gemara, it seems that the most important definition of a pitzua daka is not whether it produces semen, but rather whether it has the ability to fertilize. Based on this, we could possibly understand there's machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis, and Sota, and Daf Chavav, whether someone drinks something that makes them infertile, whether they're considered a pitzua daka. According to the opinion of Rashi, they are considered a pitzua daka, at least the way Tosis presents it. The Kesef Mishnah challenges that a little bit. But according to Tosis's definition, an understanding of Shitas Rashi, even if there's no biological change on the outside, in fact, there's no chavala whatsoever, then in such case, still a pitzua daka. And that we see from this Gemara as well, that there hasn't been any change on the outside, like the cases in our Mishnah or previous daf, on the actual anatomy, at least the external anatomy of the gid. Nevertheless, if the person is unable to give birth to children, and there has been a change to his biology, so then in such a case, there is going to be a problem. Tosis will defend himself, presumably, and say, but here, there was actually a malfunction of the gid. In other words, the gid itself is not operating properly, in contrast to koshel ikarin, where it's a chemical reaction. Maybe that's going to be different. Ve'ein kan mokum laharach. Two lines from the top on ayin vav lamed aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, nikei v'nistein. If you have a hole in the gid, and then it is stopped. Kol shilu nikri v'nikra posel. If the gid is such that the hole, when there is semen passing through, will enlarge and even tear more, then it's possibly lav kosher. But if not, it's going to be kosher. Haviba Rav. Rav asked the following question. Hecha, what exactly is the case of the hole on the gid that Shmuel was speaking about? Ilei melamata me'atar, if it's lower than the what's called the crown of the gid, the top of the gid, so afilu nichras, even if it's torn, nami, it's still kasha, we learned on yesterday's daf. Ela batara atzma, then you're must be that you're talking about on the atara itself. And only if it's on the atara itself, that if it would widen and it would tear more when there's semen coming out, so then in such a case it will be possible. It marnami, amar v'mari marmar, amar marukva mishmul, niki batara atzma nistem, if it's closed up, kol shini le nikre v'nikra posel, v'ilav kasha, and otherwise it will be kasha. Shalach le rava, what should we do in order to test whether this person is a pitzua daka? He said, we bring bread that is of barley that's hot, and we put it on top of his testicles, and that causes zera to come out, and we see how it works. Abaye asks a fascinating follow-up question. Amar Abaye, Atu Kuli Alma Yankov Avinu Avoy. Is everybody like Yaakov Avinu? As the Medrash says, the Chsiv Bey, Kochi Voracious Oini, that Yaakov Avinu describes Reuven as his first strength, and that means that was the first time that semen had come out of him when he impregnated Leah. Shalo Roy Keri Meyomov, that he never had a seminal discharge in his life. In other words, what Abaye is asking, has a person never had a seminal discharge that you need to go through such a process? If he had a seminal discharge, you'll see either the hole gets small, larger, or not. That's the way I understand Rashi. Elomar Abaye, but rather Abaye says, Mavrinon kame bigdei tzivon. You pass in front of him the clothing of a woman, and that will cause him to be roe keri. Is everybody like Barzilei HaGiladi, that by simply seeing women's clothing, that will cause him to see Keri right away? Rashi, by simply seeing women's clothing, Rashi and Barzilei HaGiladi describes why Barzilei HaGiladi is specifically someone who is described as Shitufei Zima. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph describes that he lost all of his senses because he was so involved in always focusing on znus. In other words, how do you know that that would be enough to test whether he's going to be roeh keri in such a test. Ela mechaverta kedinam sheni meikara, but rather the original pshat that we said is correct, and that is that according to Abaye, we do the test through with not the big gadim of a woman, but rather bread that is hot. Tana Rabbana Nikev, if there's a hole, we learned, pasul. This is a Tosefta in Perek Yud. Mipnei Shu Shoses, because the semen will go out from that hole and does not have the ability then to impregnate the woman. Nistem kasher, but if the hole is closed up, it's kasher. Mipnei Shu Molid, because he could still give birth. Vizeo Psul Shechozer Lahachshiro. And this is a example of an individual who is pasul that could become kasher. The Gemara now is medayik in the word zehu. Zehu limute mai. What when it says zehu, this one, what is that coming to exclude? Miute krum she'Allah machmas maka berea. It's coming to include a case in where you have a scab that appears on the top of the lungs of an animal. And that's what this zehu is coming to say. That when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, that if you have a scab that covers a hole in the lung, that the halacha is the animal is still treif. You're not allowed to eat the animal. So now back into the words of Gemara. Zel psul shechozach shir zel muti ma'ed muti krum shalom machmas maka bereya, that the scab came into the lung, the enokrum. It's a gzeira that we're afraid that it's not going to last. And since it's not going to last, when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus, the animal is still treif. How do we close up the hole in the gid? Shalach le'ravidi barav labai hechav dinan. What do we do? Maisinan we bring sa'arta, again barley, umisar tinan le, and you paste it around the hole. Some add, particularly Rashi, that actually it's going to cause the area to bleed, and then to have a scab that's going to be lasting. That's how Rashi learns. Umaisinan tarba, and then you bring a fat, vishayfinan, and you spread it on top of the hole. Umaisinan shumshina gamla, and then you bring something a little strange, a large insect, umnaktinale, and you put the head of it in the hole, upaskinan, then you cut, upaskinale liration, you cut it, the head off, and that is the best way to stop it up. Vedafka sa'arta, and you have to use specifically barley. Avaloi parzla, but not steel, because mizrav zarif, then it's going to be too sharp and make a wound. Vani mili katan, this only applies to a katan. Avagadol mikfel, but when it comes to a gadol, once the scab begins to develop there, it will fall off, and therefore it would not be a lasting solution. Amar Abba Baravuna Hamatul Mayim Mishesi Mishte Mikomos Pasul. If a person urinates from two different places, based on what we saw on the bottom of Ayin Hama, based particularly in Rashi, that there is a tube that is for urine and a tube for semen, what happens if he urinates from both of those areas? Then also he's Pasul. Amar Rav Les Hilchasa Loi Kibra Velo Ka'aba. Rava says that the halacha is neither like Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, neither like Rav Huna. Braha damrin. When I say that he's not like the son, that's this halacha that we said that's possible, that comes out of both sides. Abba, when I say Abba, dam Rav Huna, because Rav Huna taught, Nashim hamisolos zo bezo psulos lekahuna. If you have women that engage in sexual behavior with each other, they are pasul lekahuna. V'afil Rabbi Elazar da Amar panoi abal panoi lo l'shem ishus azazona. And even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that a man and woman who have relations, then she has a din zona, even if she's not married, hani mili ish, that only applies to a man, but it doesn't make a woman asur avul isha pritzusa ba'alma. It's only considered pritzus, but she doesn't then become pasul to kahuna as a din zona. The Mishnah continues two lines into Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Pitzua Daka Krush Shivcha. If the individual has something wrong with his testicles or the gid itself is cut off, Mutarin Bigiyores Umeshuchreres. The halacha is that he's allowed to marry a convert as well as a Shivcha that has been freed. Ve'einan asurin elo milavu l'kol. So there is a solution for someone's b'tzua daka, and that is to marry a convert or a mishuchrer. Shenemar lo yavo b'tzua daka k'rushufcha b'kal Hashem. And in this regard, the giorith mishuchreres are not considered b'chlal b'kal Hashem. Boy, min erushations. B'tzua daka kohen. Ma'u b'giorith u'b'shuchreres. Fascinating shaila that Rav Sheshes asks. On the one hand, a kohen is generally not allowed to marry a giorith and mishuchreres, because presumably they've already had relations with someone that's usher to a kohen. However, over here we have a kohen who is a p'tzua daka. Now, the question is whether he is also usher b'giyoris mishucharis. What's the premise of the question? Gemara says, b'kdusha seikoi v'usher. Do we consider him, the kohen, as despite being a krushivcha or a p'tzua daka, he's still b'kdusha's kohen and he's going to be usher? Oh, dilma lo b'kdusha seikoi v'shari. Or do we say a kohen who's Psudaka Kroshivcha doesn't have his Kedusha Mimela, he's Motor Torah. Amalei Rav Sheshes Tinitua. We learned in a Mishnah Psudaka Yisrael Motor Benesia. A Psudaka who is Yisrael is allowed to marry Nesina, that we learned previously in the Mishnayis that the Nesina who are from the Gaonim are generally usher to Klal Yisrael. V'isilakadaka Kedusha Seikai Ikrikan Losis Chatein Bom. There is an Isher Losis Chatein. So we see Psudaka falls down from that Isser as well. Amarava ata hasam mishum kedusha v'lav kedusha hi. Over there, when it comes to the prohibition of marrying a Gentile, is that indicate that he doesn't have kedusha? Dilma molid ben va'asal palach lavodas kocham. The reason why you're not allowed to marry a Gentile is not because of kedusha, but that your children might go to serve idols, as the pasuk says in Devarim, that don't intermarry, because then your children will ultimately serve idols. Explains Rashi that an Asina really was considered Kedushas Yisrael. However, David made a gzeira that you're not allowed to marry an Asina, lest your offspring follow their ways. However, over here, if it's a Petzua Daka that can't have children anyhow, then there's no problem. Hence, the fact that a Petzua Daka is allowed to marry an Asina, which has a din d'oraisa of Kedusha Yisrael, just a gzeir midrabban, that that was gazar aleihem. So then in such a case, we can't infer in regards to kahuna. As the Gemara spells out, v'hani mili b'yosan ovdei kochavim. And the iser of intermarrying is only when they're Gentiles. Ki megari b'yisrael shari. But once the shivas ha'amimim convert, then you're mutter to them. V'rabbanan u'de gazrabu, but the rabbanan created gzeir on the nesinim. V'chi gazar rabbanan, that only applies to those who could give birth. So therefore, there is no proof, as we elaborated before. Says Gemara El Miater, if that would be so, mamzer de bar iludi, hachinami de aser. If that would be so, so then a mamzer who can have children, why is he permitted to nesina? At the end of the day, the chashash of the offspring following the Gentile population should remain vatnan. And why is it that we learn kedushin samach tesam et alf mamzerim nisinim mutar and lavo zebza, mamzerim can marry nisinim ela? So we have to give another pshat. Ki gazer rabbanim b'ksheru, the whole iser that the rabbanim made of intermingling with the nisinim, that your children might go off the ways, that's only by those who are kosher. But people who are already bipsulim lo gazer rabbanim, the rabbanim did not make the gzera. Rashi says because it's a milsa de lo shchicha. And in a milsa de lo shchicha, so then the gzera does not apply. Rashi also gives another explanation, ayin shah. Hadar merava. But Rava then changed his mind. He said the following. Lav milsihi. I disagree with what is said above, says Rava. Biyosan ovde kochavim. I hold when they're in their Gentile state, less luchasmus. Then there isn't a prohibition of marriage. Niskairu islu chasmus. But when they convert, that's when there is an Isser of Chatnus. The Mefarshim explained that the rationale of Rava, even though it doesn't seem to be accepted la halacha, is that Rava is assuming that the Isser of Chasmus only applies to those people who, those individuals who Kedushin would take effect with them. And therefore Rava changed his mind and said that the Isser of Chasmus does not apply to a Goy, but rather would only apply to a Ger who you're not allowed to marry. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef then asked the following kasha on Rava, who says that by Goyim there is no Yisr Chatsnus. Vayischatin Shlomo es bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Shlomo married the daughter of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. And we see the Lashon of Chasnus is used, even though she was a Gentile. So we see Chasnus is Shayach for a Gentile. Answers the Gemara, Giure Gaira. There was a conversion. Asks the Gemara, is that really true? There was a conversion in that case? The Gemara tells us in other places that they did not accept converts during the days of David and Shlomo. The Gemara answers, Midihu Taima. The reason why they didn't except Gerim during that time is because in the height of Jewish prosperity in Israel, during the time of David and Shlomo, they were afraid, that the reason why people were interested in converting is because they wanted to get close to Jewish power and money. Ha! But the daughter of Paro, Lot Srichala, she didn't have that motivation. Her motivation was she wanted to be connected on some level to the Jewish people, which is a very interesting take. Normally, of course, we're very critical of Shlomo marrying the Benos Paro, but nevertheless, the Bas Paro, but nevertheless, here it seems that she was motivated on some level for sincerity. Asks the Gemara Vatepikle, even if she converted, how could it work? There is still an Isser, and we see by an Isser you have the word of Chasnus. What Isser? Da Mitzris Rishonahi. She is a first generation Mitzris. If you're going to say that the reason why it uses the Lashon of Chitun by Bas Paro is that the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, were already gone, and this woman was not considered a Bas Mitzri, and it's a different nation, which, by the way, is discussed in the Poskim, that the Yisr Mitzri doesn't apply today because Egyptians are no longer Mitzriim. So Gemara suggests maybe already during the time of Bas Paro, she really wasn't a Mitzri, Shlomo's wife. Va'atanya, but then we learn, Rabbi Yehuda Minimin, Ger Mitzri Hayali Chaver, Mitalmide, Rabbi Akiva. There was a student of Rabbi Akiva whose name was Minyamin, that was a Ger Mitzri. Amar, and he said about himself, Mitzri Rishon, I'm a Mitzri Rishon, V'nesasi Mitzris Rishona, and I married a Mitzris Rishona. This is what he did in regard to the Yisr. Asi Libni Mitzris Shnia, and then I will have my son marry a Mitzris Shnia, second generation Mitzri. And we know the third generation Mitzri could marry into Klal Yisrael. Kadeshie Ben Bani Roi Lovoi Bekal. So this is an interesting description of how to solve the Isser Mitzri Rishon Mitzri Shein. When you have a Mitzri that's a Ger, what the purpose of our Gemara is showing that the concept of Mitzri existed even way after Bas Paro, who married Shlomo. It existed in the time of Rabbi Akiva and his students. Rav Papa gave a totally new answer. Anon Mishloma Liki Vinasiv. We are bothered, how could Shlomo's marriage be referred to as Chasnus? However, asks Rav Papa, I'm bothered by another question. Shlomo lo nasa midi. There's no mashmos in other contexts that Shlomo married Bas Paro at all. Dichsiv be, it sounds like he wasn't interested in marrying Bas Paro at all. Menakoyim asher amar Shlomo b'nei Yisrael lo savo'u behem. Vehem lo yavo'u bachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in Malachim, I warned you not to get involved with these people. That he was only interested only for Ahava, literally translated as love, and he wasn't interested in real commitment. So now then it's difficult. What does it mean? So it must be mitoch ava yisera sha'ava malav kasav kilu nischatin ba, that because he loved her or desired her so much, it's considered like chitun, but he really didn't get married to her. Hence, you can't bring a raya that when it comes to goyim, there's such a concept of chasnus altogether. And Rava's opinion remains that there's no iser chasnus by goyim. There's iser chasnus of those gerim that you're not allowed to marry. Amale Ravina Leravashi va'anant nan. But didn't we learn now Mishnah b'tzuadaku krushivcha mutar migyarsu mishuchraris? Our Mishnah seems to say that Tzuadak and Kro Shifcha are allowed to marry Gioris and Shifcheres, but Nesina is going to be Aser. Now what the Gemara is doing by Ravina Rav Ashi is going back to our original question. We had asked if a Kohen Pitzuadaka is mutter to a Nesina. So now the Gemara deduces from our Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Ha'aro, and that is that it says that Pitzuadaka Krushifcha Muteris, excuse me, our Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vavam and Alf, that our Mishnah said that Pitzuadaka Krushifcha Muteris be Yoris of Shifcheres, but Mashva Nesina is Aser. Therefore, we see that according to our Mishnah, a regular Pitzuadaka is going to be Aser with a Nesina, which seems to go against the Brisa that Rav Sheshes had quoted that said that a Pitzuadaka Yisrael is Mutter B'Nesina. And that was the source of Rav Sheshes' Raya that a Pitzuadaka does not have the status of Kedusha by Yisrael, and therefore does not have the status of Kedusha when it comes to a Kohen. Amarle, Ravashi responded to Ravina, V'litamech, and according to your reason, that you could prove from our Mishnah that there still is Kedusha for a Pitzuadaka, and that's why the Pitzuadaka is Asur B'Nesina, and therefore a Kohen as well would be Asur Ema Seifa. But what about the Seifa of our Mishnah that says that a Pitzuadaka Krushivcha V'Eina Asur and Elami Lava Lakal? It seems to be contradicted by the Seifa that says that there isn't an Isur to an Asina, only an Isur Lavo Lakal. Haba Nesina Sharu. It sounds like they're permissible to have relations with the Sina. Elamehalek Lamashna, you can't deduce anything from our Mishnah of whether Pitzuadaka is Mutter B'Nesina, and therefore the Raya from the Brisa seems to be a legitimate Raya, because the Mishnah seems to contradict itself, and we had Rav Sheshes' Raya, that a Pitzuadaka doesn't seem to have his regular status of Kedusha, therefore he's Mutter B'Nesina, and so too, Rav Sheshes is arguing the same would apply to a Kohen as well. This, by the way, is the Psak in the Rambam, Perek Tezayin Halacha Aleph, Afilu kain shibitzuadaka muter lisa gioris umushuchreres she'ena bikdusha. So, afilu nesino achas menasvekis mutarislo, that a Kohen does not have his kedusha when he's a pitzuadaka. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, the next Mishnah, Ammonium Moavi Asurim. It's prohibited for a Jew to marry Ammoni and Moavi, as the Torah Kedusha says, lo yavoi Ammoni umoavi bikahal Hashem v'asur nisraolam. And that isur is for all generations. Avonikevoseyem mutaros miyad. But the prohibition does not apply to a female Moavi, a Moavis, or an Ammonis. Mitzvah v'adomi einam asurim elad shlosh doros. As we learned above, the isur of mitzvah as well as adomi is only for two generations. Echad zchar me'echad nekevos, and the prohibition there applies both to men and women. Reb Shimon matters nekevos miyad. Reb Shimon disagrees. I'm Reb Shimon kav v'chomer. Hadvarim. It's a kavachorim. Ma b'makom she'asar ha'zcharim iser olam hitres ha'nekevis, that when it comes to amoni ma'avi, that's asar forever. So then the women are permissible. Makom shlo asar ha'zcharim elad shlosh daros. Enu din she'inat hitres ha'nekevis miyad. So certainly when it comes to Adomi and Mitzri, where the iser is only two generations, certainly the women are permissible immediately. And disagreement with the Rabban. Amr lo, the Chacham disagreed. Im alocha nekambel. If you're telling me Allah Moshe Sinai, then maybe there's a tradition that we're not aware of. But Ve'im Ladim, but it's Kavachomer Yesh Tshuva, then I have a response. Amlem Lo, Ki Halacha Ni Omer, I'm saying a halacha in regards to my argument that women who are Mitzri and Adomi are Osir, are not Osir Lava B'Kal Hashem. Gemara says, how do we know that the Isur of Ammoni and Moavi only applies to the males and not to the females. Rabbi Yochanan d'Amikra, Ukir Os Shol as David Yoytzei L'Kras HaPlishti, Omer El Avner Sar HaTzava. And Miza Hanar Avner, who is this kid? Vayomer Avner, Chaynav Shechal Melchim Yadati V'lo Yodalei. It says that he didn't know him. And the Gemara is asking this as a question. He asks him if he knows him. V'aksiv, how did Shol not know him? Doesn't it say Vayavoy David al Shol Vayamu Lefana Vayaveu Ma'od Vayiloi Noisekem, that already beforehand David was carrying Shaul's utensils for him? So how could it be that he didn't recognize him? Ela Avua Kamashil. He was asking about his father. Vav Lo Yadla. He didn't know about his father. Vaksiva Yishbi Me Shol Zaken Baba Noshim, that this father of David's was someone who was well known. Va'amar Avi, Tamar Rabbi Ami, Zay Yishai Avi David, Shenichnas Buchlusa V'yatsa Buchlusa, that he had a large armies. So Shaul would have known about him. Hachi Kamer Shaul. This is what Shaul was saying. Imi Peretz Asoi. Imi Zerach Asik. Is he from Peretz or is he from Zerach? Of course, those are the two children of Tamar from Yehuda. Imi Peretz Asur. If he comes from Peretz, so then Malka Havi. Then he has rights or an aspirations, halachic spiritual aspirations for the kingship. Shamelech Peretz Lasistoy Derech. Here the Gemara is using a play on words in the name of Shaul, that if he comes from Peretz, then he's allowed to break through. The halacha is that a king is allowed to break through private property to pass. But if he's from Zerach, then he's just Chashuv, and he doesn't have halachic aspirations for kingship. What's behind this conversation? My time Amar Lei Shaul. Why was Shaul getting involved with this? D'chsiv Vayilba Shaul as David Madov Kimidaso. And he dressed David in a uniform. And Chazal understand Kimidaso, that the measurements of Shaul's clothing were like, fit David. David fit into Shaul's clothing. D'chsiv Vayilba Shaul, and says in regards to Shaul, B'shichbo Yumal Gvoy Mikolam. He was taller than everybody else. So since he saw that the clothes were fitting him, as we know, that Shaul dressed David before he went out to fight Goliath, then he realized that there was something strange that was going on. Now we get back to the real subject of why the Gemara brings down the story about Shaul. You're asking about whether he could be a king. Is he someone who, maybe we could argue, a threat to Shaul's kingship, imlav or not? Shalalov, ask another question. Imroy love or bekalim love? Whether he's allowed to marry, he's someone who could get married into Klal Yisrael at all. My time, this is what Doeg HaDoimi suggests to Shaul. Dekasim Rus Amavia, that he came from Rus. So now begins a halachic machlokus between Shaul's two great soldiers and leaders. Amale Avner. Avner responded to Nina. We learned Amoni Veloy Amoinis Mayavi Veloy Meavis, which is also quoted earlier in Samachtes Amen Aleph. Doeg responded, you say it's a Xeris Hakos of Amoni Velo Amonis, like our Mishnah Paskins. El Meater, if you're a Darshan like that, Mamzer Velo Mamzeris. Say, it also says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Shem, and not a Mamzeris. Answers the Gemara, answers Avner, Ksiv, Mamzer Ksiv Mum Zor. The mamzer means that there is a blemish of foreignness that is in that person, and it doesn't make a difference between whether it's a female or a male. To which Doeg then responds, but what about Mitzri? So you should darshin Mitzri velo Mitzris. If you're going to darshin Amoni velo Moavis, and so Gemara Shani Yochad Mefarish Time of the Krah, the Torah gives you the reason for the Isser of the Amoni, and that is Allah Sher Lokidu Eschem Belechem Maim. They didn't come out to you with bread and water. So who's guilty of that? Darka Shel Ish Likadim, Lo Darka Shel Ish Likadim. The women aren't guilty. It's only the women, the men, that are supposed to go out. And so therefore, only the Amoni and Moavi, but not Amonis and Moavis. Asks the Gemara, Hayolem Likadim, Anoshim Likras, Anoshim Anoshim Likras, Noshim. But it's normal for women to go take care of women. Ishtik. So all of a sudden, this silenced Avner. Miyad vayimra melech Shaul, ata ben mi. So Shaul asked, who are you, Zeha Elim? Who is this little young lad? He asks this to Avner. And the Gemara analyzes, Hasam kari le nar. Originally he was referred to as a nar. Why is he called an olam? Hachi kamerle. This is what Shaul was saying to Avner. Halacha nis alma mimcha. He was not talking about the expression of olam as a young lad, but from the lashon of forgotten. You forgot halacha. Hachi kamerle. Halacha nis alma mimcha. Say ushaal beis hamedrash. Go and ask in the beis hamedrash. Shaulu amrulei amoyni v'loy amoynis moyavi v'loy mayavis. The story, of course, continues, but this concludes today's daf, and this is the halacha, amoini v'loy amoinis, mayavi v'loy mayavis, even though the raya from the psukim, the women could have gone out, the women Moabites could have gone out to help the Jewish women, but nevertheless, the Beis Medrash had a mesera that amoini v'loy amoinis, mayavi v'loy mayavis. This Beis Hashem concludes, daf ayin vav, in Maseches Yevamos.